There's one more thing that we want to share with you before we leave. And it's a fun and interesting creative strategy. And it comes from modeling Walt Disney. And
so it's called the NLP Disney Creative Strategy that was developed by Robert Diltz many years ago. And he was modeling the strategies of genius of Walt Disney. So I think it's a volume. Well, he's written three volumes, Strategies of Genius, where he models different people. And I'm not sure.
Well, volume one, but I'm not sure. Yeah. But anyway, it's he modeled it, you know, Disney had passed on by the time he did it. So he modeled it off the writings about Disney. And when people wrote about Disney, they said there were different Walts. You know, sometimes he'd be the critic and sometimes he'd be the dreamer. And so what Robert did in modeling all that was to find there was a sequence that you can go through in your mind that will help you be a really effective and creative person. How many of you have had a really great dream or an idea and you kind of get excited about it and it gets shot down? Have you ever been in a meeting at work and you go, hey, we could do this, and somebody goes, oh, we tried that before and it didn't work. It's like they throw a wet blanket on your idea. You probably all had those things happen. How often do we do it to ourselves? You go, what I really like is this, and you go, no, but you can't have it. It's too expensive. You don't deserve it anyway. You know, those kind of things. So if you ever criticize the dream, that's going to create a problem. So there are really three phases, and what Robert was able to distill from his writing is that there are three elements to Walt Disney's strategy.
So there's the first one is the dreamer, and of course this is the dreamer, the vision, and the second one is the realist, and sometimes I like to think of the realist also as the planner. And then the third one is the critic. And in Walt Disney's world of friends, they called that the spoiler, but Robert relabeled it the critic. The critic's also the evaluator.
By the way, critic for a lot of people implies something negative, right? Somebody's a critic. We even have the word criticize. But if you think of a movie critic, sometimes the movie critics say, it's a great movie. You need to go see it. So you want to think of it in the broader sense of being a critic. And there are some ways that you can language things here that make it the critic really drive more creativity. So take the things off your lap for a minute. And let me ask you to do this. Stand up. And kind of get aware of your physiology. And if you were dreaming, if you were in dreamer mode, how would you hold your body? Would it be like this? What do you do when you're dreaming? No, not sleeping dreaming. Sky is going like that. But when you're in that, you're dreaming up some new idea. What do you do with your eyes and your hands? Notice everybody's looking up.
Yeah.
We dream in visual, typically. So they might be prompted by words, but the dream will come in a vision somehow. You think of people who are visionaries and they're dreaming something up. You know, I suspect when Steve Jobs dreamed up some of the things he dreamed up at Apple, he was doing this. Yeah, we could have this pad and then we'd do these things. You could write on it with your finger. You could do all this stuff. So get a sense of dreamer physiology and then exaggerate it. What's it like when you're really dreaming? What'd you do with your hands, your eyes, your body, your breathing? So look into the future and begin to see the future you want unfold in some way. That's more that physiology. So for most of us, it's going to be looking up and making those images. So that's dreamer. Now let that go. Just shake it off. Come to neutral. What do you do when you're planning? What's planning like? Yeah. It's kind of like, how many things you go, let's see, first I need to do this, then I'm going to do that, then I'm going to do that. Think about when you've just planned something really simple, like how many of you plan what you're going to buy at the grocery store before you do it? So you think, well, let's say I'll need some bread and I need some lettuce and I need some salad dressing. You're kind of, you're more looking forward. There's often sort of you're talking to yourself and then kind of seeing what you need to do next. And it's much more linear than the dream. The dream's more holistic and big. This is more, you're more looking out. What do you do when you're criticizing something? When you're evaluating it, you're kind of judging it. Not in a negative way, but this is one where you're often talking to yourself. Hmm. Right? What's going on here? So you, here you're getting, you're talking to yourself and getting some feelings about it. Well, I don't know. This is good this way, but that way I think it could be a problem. So you, it's kind of discerning, it's judging, it's evaluating. It's, and so get at the physiology that goes with that. Because what we want to do is start putting these in a sequence. And we'll do, we can do it with space anchors, with floor cards, and begin to put them in a sequence so that you dream the dream, you plan the plan, then you evaluate or criticize the plan, and if you come up with an evaluation, there's something that's wrong or off or ecologically off, instead of criticizing and say you can't do it or it's stupid or any judgmental thing, you then turn it into a how question. So let me have a seat. So let me give you an example. Let's say that somebody's going to plan a big party at their house. We've got, you know, we just completed our patio out back.
Yes, yes.
And I think it'd be a lot of fun to have a party.
Okay,
I would
great.
Love to do it and invite all our friends over. And what we could do is we could cater it in and we could have some really great food and we could...
And what else could you do?
We could get music there.
It'd be really fun to have music.
Oh, yeah, and I'm thinking of these guys that could come in and play and they wouldn't even charge us hardly anything. And that would be a lot of fun.
That would be a lot of fun. And so if you're going to plan that...
Wow, that'd be great. So, well, first, I know we don't have enough chairs, so we have to go rent some chairs.
Okay.
And we'd need to find a good caterer.
Yeah.
Find a menu, and they'd probably know what most people would like. And we'd need to get something for people that eat veggies and people that eat... other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We would...
And what else?
We'd need to contact the people, the, you know, the Joe Schmo band.
Oh, yeah. Great. You want a band. Okay,
yeah.
Good. And what else to help make this dream come true do you need in your planning?
Oh, we'd need to figure out a way to invite everybody. So we need to get everybody's email addresses and we need to contact them.
Okay, good.
And get a phone list. We need to make a list of all the people we want to invite.
Yep. Okay, okay. Excellent. Well, and then when you... think about that dream and you think about the plan and you stand back and you evaluate it and you look at it.
That's going to be pretty expensive.
Yeah.
So how can we do all those things and have it within our household budget? So notice I put the criticism into a how question. Mm-hmm. Then I go not to planner, but I go to dreamer. How could we do that? Ah. Oh, there's that little... I know there's a little church on the corner and these folding chairs, I bet they'd let us rent them for almost nothing.
Great.
So I'll call up that guy that runs that church and see if he'll do it.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
He's really friendly. So
yeah.
How about that?
Okay, good.
So I planned it. I go to... Yeah, but you're a different religion than him. How will you deal with that? Mm-hmm. Since you don't really know him personally.
Yeah.
Okay. So notice, then I go back to the dream and I dream it up. I'll invite him to the party. He can bring some of his members. That would be great.
Yeah, that would be great.
So then my dreamer does it.
Yeah.
And then I go to plan. Okay, well, I just need to call him up. I could walk up there tomorrow. They go down. This time the critic goes, not a bad idea, actually. So you get the idea how you do that. So we're always going...
You're just... flipping between dreamer and then realist or planner and then the evaluator. So you start with the dream, you get a clear vision of what it is that you want, then you create the plan, so you step into the planner and get the real specifics of that, and then go into evaluator, and that's where you might ask, you know, what could go wrong here? And again, that the evaluator is kind of like ecology. Sorry. The evaluator is like ecology. Sorry, Nancy.
Okay. So if you practice this a bit in that sequence, you do it several times, you can start thinking in that sequence. So the goal here is twofold. One, you might think of some dream or goal that you have that's really important and do this process on it today. But what's more important, I think, and bigger is to build this in as a thinking strategy. This is an example of another way to do strategies that, like Damon was showing last module on the first day. This is a strategy of adding in this as a sequence. Notice at no time does a critic ever criticize the dream. So you want to organize this floor space for this in such a way that you can move easily from dreamer to planner. And then usually it's good to have the critic at a little more distance. So Often the critic is going to be right here for people, on their back. So how many of you have a critical voice that follows you around and says negative things to you? I mean, if you stop and pay attention to where it is, it's usually by one of your ears. By the way, there are ways to eliminate that.
So. Yes, there are.
We may do that next couple of months.